Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joined now by former TechStar and ACC Network analyst Roddy Jones, who joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Roddy.
Roddy!
John, Hugh, how are you guys today?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Roddy, I'm curious, how do you view the game last week? Is it more so improvements by Georgia Tech, or Clemson might be in a little bit of trouble? They might not be as good as we thought they were.
It's a little bit of both, Hugh. I think Georgia Tech played better, and they played better than I expected them to. And it was, I would say, a pretty good performance for Georgia Tech all in all. When you look at what they were able to do, they outgained Clemson last week. They held Clemson under 300 yards total offense. They shortened the game by holding on to the football. Clemson helped with that as well, because Clemson was great on third down, surprisingly, in that game. But all in all, like, I think you look at that Clemson offense and you say, you got some real issues there. I know how the game ended, and it ended up being, you know, a 14-8 game. But until really the very end, where Georgia Tech's knocking on the doorstep, didn't really feel like Georgia Tech was going to threaten because of how good that defense was playing. Now, then Georgia Tech goes down, and they've got the opportunity to score and potentially tie the game up with a 2-point conversion. So that is a big deal, and I'm not downplaying that at all. But ultimately, Clemson's got some real issues on offense that I don't think are easily fixable. Georgia Tech did well to play well and take advantage of those.
Yeah, Clemson's offensive issues, you say they're not fixable. I'm beginning to wonder that too. I know Tony Elliott's under a lot of pressure here, and it's a high bar. I mean, when you start rolling through the Taj Boyds and Deshaun Watsons and Trevor Lawrences of the world, I mean, yeah, it's going to be difficult to, you know, maintain if you're not that next guy. But I think we all thought DJU was that next guy. He looks a little flustered out there. His decision-making at times, I know that there's an offensive line issue. I know that there's a wide receiver issue. But there are times where he makes some decisions. Is that just him being a young player?
I think so. And look, if you listen to Dabo Swinney's comments after the game, and really, I think he actually said this on Monday, Georgia Tech lined up in a defense that they did not expect at all. Georgia Tech came out with three safeties, lined up in like a 3-3-5 look, and it was a look that Georgia Tech didn't really show against Kennesaw, because it's an option team, and it's Kennesaw, which hurts Clemson in the preparation. And they showed sparingly against Northern Illinois. You know, they showed it some, they got out of it some, so it seemed like, you know, if you're coming out of that game, you're thinking, all right, this is a package that they run, that they're going to throw out. It's kind of like everybody's got some different defensive packages. But it was it's a look that allows Georgia Tech to give the quarterback a lot of different pictures, so to show a lot of different stuff pre-snap, and it makes you unsure where guys are going to end up. Like, I've got a safety lined up on the line of scrimmage. Is he really coming, or is he dropping? I've got a defensive end that's kind of roaming around the line of scrimmage, sort of that amoeba defense where you got 11 guys walking around sort of before the snap. They don't do it nearly as well as the guys in the NFL, but it is sort of disorienting as a quarterback when you see that and you're not quite sure. Everything doesn't look exactly like you practiced. So it's still early in the year, and that confusion can happen early in a season, especially in college football where coaches can often, you know, go to other places and change defenses all of a sudden. And I think the bigger issue is just his ability to be accurate. Like, he hasn't been accurate. And you mentioned that 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 they've got a receiver issue, John. And I don't think they do. Like, I think those guys are really talented. I've seen Justin Ross be really talented, but the issue is they haven't shown it, and they haven't dictated to teams how the game is going to be played. And Clemson's good enough that in this league, it doesn't matter how a defense lines up. You should be able to dictate exactly how the game is going to go.
Boston College, Wake Forest, both undefeated. Are you buying either one of these teams?
I'm buying Wake Forest. I'm not really buying Boston College all that much. Although if they beat Missouri this week convincingly, and by convincingly, I mean, you know, not on a play like Louisville had against UCF last week. But if they beat Missouri, and it's a legitimate win, where they control the game and they are the better football team, then I'll buy Boston College. The reason I'm not, Phil Jurkovec is hurt, and I thought coming into the year they were going to be fairly limited in what they were going to be able to do. The run game still has not been overly impressive, and they've played Colgate, UMass, and last week they played Temple. So their ability to run the football consistently against the type of caliber teams in this league, I think is still a question mark. Dennis Grossell, while he, you know, has thrown for a ton of yards in the pass in his career, threw for over 500 in the season-ending game last year, I question how much he's going to be able to do that this year without Hunter Long. And a lot of what they do offensively is play action, deep shots, and he doesn't have the arm of Phil Jurkovec. Wake Forest, on the other hand, I think is fantastic on offense. Sam Hartman's really good. They've got a plethora of receivers to throw to. Christian Beal-Smith is a fantastic running back, and they've got a couple more that play really well. And then that defense is flying around. I think this is Dave Clawson's best team at Wake Forest. I think it'll be a fantastic game tomorrow night when they go to Virginia and play them.
Talking with Roddy Jones, ACC Network analyst. We've said for ever since they came into the league, the Florida State and Miami, granted Florida State won a natty with Jameis, but ever since they came into the league, for the most part, Florida State and Miami, especially Miami, hasn't held up their end of the bargain as being the football powerhouses that they were supposed to be to elevate this league on a football note. And then you look at this year. This is really bad, Roddy. I mean, it's really bad. Florida State's awful, and Miami isn't any good either. So what gives with these two programs?
Well, I think they're if you're going to talk about holding up their end of the bargain, as you kind of alluded to, you got to sort of separate Florida State and Miami, because Florida State, like, it's been the last 5 years for them. The rest of their history in the ACC, they've carried the
league.
So Miami's a little bit.
It's more Miami than Florida State.
And you kind of said that. But when you look at Miami, especially over the course of their time in the league, I think that there's been a couple of things that's gone on. One, there has not been the institutional support. And really, you can say this for Florida State, too. There's not been the consistent institutional support to survive without a home run hire at head coach. So as facilities have improved, as recruiting has become more national, you can't just rely on, we are Florida State, we are Miami, look at the sunshine, look at the success we've had in the past, look at the guys in the NFL. You can't just rely on that, because you're going to have some leakage away from you when it comes to recruits, because Alabama's got great facilities. And Alabama's been able to go into South Florida and take out just about whatever receiver and defensive back they've wanted, and comprise entire receiving cores and entire defensive backfields that have Bednarik winners, that have Biletnikoff winners and Jim Thorpe winners and first-round draft picks, purely comprised of recruits from South Florida. That didn't happen back in the day when recruiting was much more localized. And if you were a recruit from South Florida, you were basically going to Miami or Florida State. You typically were not going to a Georgia, to an Alabama, to a Clemson. And Alabama has really made inroads. Georgia, obviously, has made inroads. And these national powers have done that. Ohio State has guys from down there as well. And then after that, and you can say the same thing for Florida State, because Florida State in its heyday owned not only, sort of central to North Florida, where they competed with Florida, but they owned South Georgia. Like, if you were a recruit and you were a big-time recruit from South Georgia, look at Charlie Ward, you were going to Florida State. It's closer drive than the University of Georgia. It's closer than just about every place in college football, other than maybe Auburn if you're over on the western part of the state. And that, and Kirby Smart's done a nice job, and Mark Richt did it as well. So going down into South Georgia, sort of solidifying that for Georgia, and it's become more competitive down there. And then when you look at the Florida State transition from Jimbo Fisher, who was really sort of checked out at the end, like did not recruit all that well, especially in the offensive line. Then you had a transition class with Willie Taggart. He got one real class, and then you fire him. So you have a transition class with Mike Norvell, and he's had one full real class. So on that roster, you've got like three transitional classes. One I would count as Jimbo's last year, one Taggart's first year, and one Norvell's first year. Those are the older guys. And then you've got two real full classes that you're dealing with. So it's tough, and it's going to take Mike Norvell a second to build that thing back up. But from an overall culture standpoint, Florida State more than Miami, like they are really hurting from a culture standpoint too early in Mike Norvell's tenure.
You know what, Roddy? I'm going to do you a favor because we got to go. I'm not going to ask you about Jordan Yates this week. I'm not going to ask. But I'm going to ask you next week. But I'm asking next week.
I got a little long-winded because I knew the question was coming. I knew the question was coming here. But the answer this week is going to be, yeah, we might have a little bit of one.
Okay, got you. We'll talk about it next week.
All righty, Roddy. That's all right, I look forward good. To.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.